Crockett's plan includes the use of a program called Real Victory, in which some offenders could be released from jail and receive daily automated phone calls with messages of encouragement and support. Crockett says the system will work because jail inmates aren't as bad as prison inmates.
Prison is for felons. Those are the people that we find scary and a risk to society, violent offenders. Jail is supposed to be about misdemeanors. People were worried about, people were concerned about, people maybe were mad at and annoyed with.
But Salt Lake County Sheriff Jim Winder says Crockett's plan has no chance of working. He held a last-minute press conference at the county jail to address the comments.
Ladies and gentlemen, if Mr. Crockett believes that we can suddenly release large numbers of individuals onto the street of this community, he is sadly mistaken. I want to be very clear that the Salt Lake County Jail houses a number of violent felons and other felons.
Crockett also indicated Sheriff Winder has requested an additional $225 million for new jail beds. Winder says no such request has been made. Whitney Evans, KUER News.